American Occupation Authority Chief Paul Bremer has made a televised address to the Iraqi people and warned that it's up to Iraqis themselves to defend a new democratic Iraq.
For if you do not defend your country, it will not be saved.
Mr. Bremer has offered a list of specific programs to address a range of concerns, jobs for the unemployed, recognition for those who suffered in the past, and reconciliation for some former officials of the old regime. From Baghdad, NPR's Anne Garrell has this report.
U.S. officials are frustrated Iraqis have not stood up to those trying to destabilize the country. Shiite leaders who had once welcomed the U.S. are now less than enthusiastic. And a key source of instability remains the Sunni Muslim heartland, the area around the besieged city of Fallujah, where a particularly large number of military officers are out of work and where Saddam's former supporters feel they've been locked out of Iraq's future. Bremer has now offered to incorporate some officers who were let go last year when he disbanded the Iraqi army. He's also welcomed members of Saddam's Ba'ath party who don't have blood on their hands. For the Ghani family, it's too late. 23-year-old Omar says Bremer's sweeping de-Ba'athification program, which he announced last May, was a license to kill.
The first thing happened that my uncle was assassinated. Then 2 days later, we received threatening letters in our garage with bullets inside the letters.
Omar says his father, a general who was nothing more than a loyal Iraqi, has been forced to flee and throw his weight behind the insurgents. Razwan Mahmoud says his father was also forced to leave the country. He thinks Bremer's softening of the de-Ba'athification process is overdue because too many people have been unnecessarily alienated.
The bad people, or they've done bad things to the people, they have to leave their jobs. But the others, I don't think they leave their jobs, you know. They have experience in their jobs, so I think it's good.
A captain in the former army, Razwan says the U.S. underestimated Iraqi nationalism and the impact of humiliation.
After the war has finished, first of all, it was something weird, and it was hard for us to live the life with the Americans like officers and like, you know, regular people. So it was, you know, hard.
Dr. Kuder Ahmed Ali, a leading intellectual in Iraq, lost his government job because he was in the higher ranks of the Ba'ath party.
Most people in the party are not happy with the policies of regime. They cannot change the regime because the regime is well-armed in security system. Whoever move will get killed, will get executed.
He says the U.S. failed to realize this because it listened to Iraqi exiles like Ahmed Chalabi, a man supported by the Pentagon. A year later, Chalabi has garnered little support inside Iraq. While not naming him directly, Bremer said Chalabi's severe de-Ba'athification program was not well managed. In its efforts to build a democratic Iraq, the U.S. is dealing with a climate of fear. Former Ba'athists continue to fear retribution. Those who work with new U.S.-backed structures fear being labeled as U.S. collaborators. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.